Blog Talk Radio.
open up Law Talk. So I'm assuming Apostle Alexis Celia Tom Kaiser will be speaking tonight on Blog Talk. If not, we're just going to continue on with our program. So I'm going to give her a couple of seconds, and then we're going to continue from there. A couple of seconds to get started, brother. Okay. Well, since she's not getting started, we're going to go on and start off with talking about family, how family needs to handle one another, how family needs to communicate, how family needs to recognize, how family needs to support, how family needs to protect and provide understanding if they can't provide anything else. I had a mother that she's gone on to heaven, and me and my sisters used to listen to our cousins and stuff say, they called our mom Aunt Belle. They would say, Aunt Belle may not give you no money. She ain't gonna have no money to give you. She'll give you $5. If she'll give you that, she'll give you some chicken. But the deal is, what they don't understand is, my mom was a wise woman, and she always knew that she had to take care of home first, because the Word of God says your ministry starts at home. My mother was a wise woman. I mean, she was very wise, that she taught us. I'm looking for something while we're talking. She taught us that no matter what, a wise woman is to, I'm going to read it to you so you can understand. I highlighted a couple of things, and Proverbs 14:1 says, the wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. It goes on to say, how a wise woman builds her house. It says, like Ruth and Mary, she bears children, knowing the salvation comes from the offspring of the woman. Now, the seed comes from the man, but the salvation comes from the offspring of the woman. Also, it talks about how there, when there's something wrong with what's going on in the house, the mother is always there with that tender, loving touch to reassure the children, as well as the, if she has a spouse, to reassure her husband that it's going to be okay. You know, she'll sit there, and she may have words. She may be an outspoken woman, or she may be a quiet woman, that her action speaks loud, but you may have a woman that's boisterous, but her actions speak loud also. That's a woman that know how to build her children up and her husband. You know, but we're going to talk about mostly about single moms that don't have the other half, the husband in the house. That's right here at this portion. It says, a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman pulls it down with her hands. My note says, how does a wise woman build her house? Even in a society where men overly holds the reign of power, as in ancient Israel. It says, like Ruth and Mary, she bears the children, knowing their salvation comes from the offspring of the women. Genesis 3:15, Ruth 4:11, Luke 1:38, 1 Timothy 2:15. There's something wrong with those who, you know, refers to the mother as breeders. When they put them down, oh, they're just breeders. No, mothers are more than breeders. Mothers are they're protectors, and they provide the love and attention that that family needs. A mother says, back in my day, they would say, hook or crook, I'm going to get it done. What they meant was, I'm going to pay all my bills, or I'm going to pay Peter and not pay Paul to make sure my kids go on that field trip, or they get that eighth grade graduation suit, or a senior trip, prom outfit, date, or whatever it is that they need. The mother will make sure it happens. If she had to sell chicken dinners at church, or she sold chicken dinners, fish dinners out of her house. I remember those days. My mom would do that. We would. She would make pound cakes and sell it to people. They would buy her pound cakes. They would buy her chicken dinners, her fish dinners. I remember she would work second shift, sometimes stay over third shift, and then come home and cook dinners, grab 2 or 3 hours sleep, and then get up and go to work. But we never had our lights on. We never had a day we didn't have no food. We may not have had what we wanted, but there was food in the house. See, it's the difference between what you want and what you need. We had that. My dad was there. Don't get me wrong. He was there. But we're talking about the strength of a mother, how the family should handle mothers, whether they have a husband or they widow or they're a single mom. It says, like Abigail, a wise woman, she was a protector of a household that when it was intimate and in danger, even against the wishes of her foolish husband, 1 Samuel 25. Abigail, even though her husband said one thing, Abigail was a wise woman because she knew not to go against God's plan, okay? It goes down and talks about how a foolish woman pulls down her house by carelessly or spitefully adapting destructive habits that align and impoverished her family. She commits adultery with another man, or, let's be honest, the day and time or a woman. She spends money the family does not have, or invests the family's fortune foolishly in what she does not understand. She marks, undercuts, and deprives her husband, robbing him of his confidence and his courage. She demands her own way, even with tears and threats, until she gets what she wants. You understand that part? Even with tears and threats, you know how, well, I ain't going to give you this. I ain't going to do that. You don't give me what I want, I'm not going to give you what you want. But that's not what the word says. It says that every wife submit herself unto her husband. See, I tell you, we'll talk a little bit about husbands and wives, but this is what a lot of women do. The foolish woman, she would tear down her house. Hey, Margot, how are you, Mr. Margot? She would tear down her house because, see, she's trying to do witchcraft. She's trying to use trickery. She's trying to use everything but the wisdom that God has given her. She don't go into prayer. She doesn't even acknowledge God because she thinks she has a better plan. She thinks she knows what to do. It also says that she whispers to her children that she, not their father, really loves them. She is subtly and, or she's not. She undercuts his authority. She don't want to say, You know, I remember growing up, me and my sister, Apostle Alexis Cecilia, we would want to go out. And we knew we wanted to use the car. So my parents had already talked. We didn't know. We were kids then. You know, we thought we knew everything, but we didn't know nothing. My mother would say, well, go ask your dad, could you use the car? Then we go ask our dad. Now, he's up in the living room because she's in the back in her in the bedroom off from the kitchen. So anybody that knows our house knows there was a little distance away. we would run back there and say, Mom, Dad said we could ask you. You say okay. She said, well, he got to say okay. Then we would, she say, ask your dad. We'd be going back and forth, and then we would just be like, they ain't going to let us go. And then either she would come up front or he would get up and go in the back and say to her, whatever he talked about or she talked about, then we would go back there, and he would say, well, he would come up front and tell us, your mom wants you. Your mom wants to talk to y'all. And he would go back to the front and sit down, and we would go back there and talk with our mom. And she would say, y'all can go out. But how many of y'all know the party didn't start till 11:30, 12 o'clock? Now, this is 7:30, and she would say, now, this wasn't on no school night. This was on night like tonight or Saturday night. Y'all got to be back in the house by 11. We'd be like, Ma, Daddy, the party don't start to this. Those are your options. Either you take it or not, don't take it. And, of course, we would take it. But then they would say before we leave out, if you want to stay, call to see if it's okay. So they knew we was going to want to stay, but they wanted to see if we was going to follow instructions. Now, like I said, my mom was a wise woman. So we followed instructions. And we would call home and say, Mom, Dad, the party just getting started. Could we stay a little while longer? And they would, you know, the magic words, and that magic sentence was what you call a little while longer. And we would say, we were scared to say an hour or two. We would say 30, 45 minutes. They would say 30. So we would stay a little longer. Then we would call back at the 30. Can we stay a little longer? They would give us a little longer. But we knew after that second call, don't call back. And we would come home. Now, that was a wise woman that built her house because she knew how important it was to teach her kids responsibilities. Yeah, we knew that. Now we're going to go a little further and say, whether it be family or church or workplace or country, people, not just women, can build or pull down. Tearing down a house with one's own hands requires hard, often angry work, but it is easy to get started. Just do what comes naturally. That is, put your own whims and desires first, and when they destroy it, it's destroyed. Once you tear down what God meant for you to build up, it says every husband, like every church, the workplace has faults. So in the name of justice, a wife could always justify pulling down her house. Now, every husband, like every church or workplace, has faults. So in the name of justice, a wife can always justify pulling down her house. That's what it says. Building is also hard. It requires daily work, love, patience with the imperfection of others. So when the wife who tears down a path will bring suffering on herself as well as others, because when the house is torn down, everyone loses. And I'm saying that to say this. Most of the time, I'm trying to tie something together, so I hope you all be a little patient with me. You'll understand in a minute. I'm talking about a lot of single moms. When they have daughters, the old saying back in the day when we was growing up, and I haven't known it's been changed, because when I look at other countries or other families, most of the time when daughters get married, the parents give a dowry. That's what they used to call it, a dowry, to the young man's family that has said he was going to marry her. They gave a dowry, whether it was a trunk money or horse or cattle or land or whatever, or all the above. They gave a dowry to this young man. I used to make a joke and say, because he was taking the burden off of them. But when the daughter married the young man and the family gave a dowry of appreciation or of them given their permission for the marriage, the family lost the daughter. The daughter's family parents lost the daughter, but they gained a son at the same time. But when the son married into a young lady, all he had to do was basically just show up and be the husband. They expect him to be the provider, the protector for his wife, as his, in other words, the other family's daughter. So when he got the daughter, he got the daughter and he got a dowry. So when that daughter came to his house, now his mother has gained a daughter. So I look around nowadays, and I'm not trying to step on nobody's feet, and I'm not trying to point the finger at nobody, but if the shoe fits, wear it. That's how I'm going to put it. I got a son. If my son was to get married, what comes with that is when he married a young lady, her dowry would come with her, and she would come with him to his family. But at the same sense, I know that her family has also gained a son. So now you have, where it was two families, now two families are tied in together because the son has married their daughter, and now they were two, but they became one. We know that the Word of God say that the daughter, the husband and wife should cleave unto each other. Yes, we know that. But when you get married to someone's daughter and someone's daughters get married to someone's son, if the son or the daughter have a single mom or dad, the Word of God says, and let me get this right, 1 Timothy, what is that, 5:4. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show pity at home and to require their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. So whether you're a single mother or a single father by becoming a widow, or you a single mother, single father because you were never married, or you're still a single person. If they never married, the woman is called a spinster. The old man would always be, he's a bachelor, whether he's a young bachelor or elderly bachelor. But still, it's kind of a 50-50 situation. But still, when you marry and you have a mother or father and they're single, they're unmarried, and they're older, don't forget about them. Don't leave them out there, because for some reason this generation, they act like they are allowed. You're supposed to. They're granted. They don't earn stuff. They act like just because they're here, they get it. But that's not how it goes. You want to honor the word says in Exodus 20:12, honor thy mother and thy father. It didn't say honor thy married mother, honor thy married father, honor thy single mother, honor thy single father. It says honor thy mother and thy father. It didn't say honor your parents. It says honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days shall be longer on this green earth that the Lord has given you. Like you said, that's right, Minister Margot, they think they are entitled. But when you don't honor your mother and your father, especially when they have sacrificed, they have provided, they have protected, they have, how do you say, altered their life to make sure you had what you needed, even if they had to make adjustments, whether they were going to school or they were in the military, or they were sick, or whatever the situation was. they made arrangements that you would be taken care of so that you wouldn't be out here left alone. Honor your parents, that if they're together or they're singular, honor them. Because, see, a day is going to come. The Word of God says, teach, you know, train up a child in the way that they should go, so when they get old, they won't depart from it. Not just, I don't supposed to just teach you to honor God. I don't supposed to just teach you how to love Him with all your heart. I have to teach you how to honor your siblings, honor your parents, honor your elders, honor those that have authority over you. There's so much to acknowledging family, because sometimes family is family that's not blood. In other words, you may have some steps, siblings, or you may have some friends that you grew up with that was there with you when you was growing up, whether you borrowed clothes from them or you all was always together. If somebody said something about you, they stood up for you, whether you was there or not. They always had your back. A lot of times we don't realize that when we leave our parents, especially our single parents, when we leave them and we love our family more than we love his family, that's not balanced. That's not even justified, because we were taught, if you want to know, you want a young man, you want to know how he's going to love you and treat you and honor you and respect, make sure you get to see him react with his mom. See how he treats his, how he treats his mother, and watch how he treats his sisters, aunties. Watch him. Watch how he does that. Watch how he treats the cousins, the older cousins or whatever. Watch how he treats them. But especially watch how he treats his mom. And then our brothers were taught, if you want to know what type of woman you marry, watch how she treats and reacts to her father, her uncles, her brothers. Watch. And my dad used to teach us that, you want to know, if you get involved with a woman and she have children already, watch how she takes care of them. If you got a woman, lashes, whether they doing this or whatever, if you got a woman that's always looking good, and when you see her kids, you're like, who those, you know, like in Color Purple, who those is? Who don't, you know, you have that attitude where you look up and say, who those kids belong to? Because you can't. Did she say, my, yours? You walking out here with red bottoms? You got an $800 silk front? You got on these mink lashes? You got on all type of jewelry? You got the newest bags, purse, Gucci's, whatever they call, whatever purse they carry. And you look at their kids and be like, you ain't even buy an outfit from them at the dollar store. They walking around with their toes and their shoes like this, and they take their shoes off, look like they're going to punch you with their feet because you don't know if it's their foot or their fist because the toes is backed up. So they wear a size 6 and they got also size 3 or 4 shoes. They got clothes on that they can't close up because they're so old. Or they, just watch how they carry their kids, how they take care of them. If they had it, not only if their head is combed, look at it and see what was the last time they had work home. Do they have, is their hair matted together? Just look at them. Don't get so caught up on, I'm sorry, Margot, I'm just being honest. Don't get so caught up on the beauty, you know the other word, the booty. Don't get so caught up on that that you can't see your future because you're looking at your present. Silver and gold, I have none, but just because it's shiny don't mean it's right. Just because it look good don't mean it's right. Just because it make you feel good don't mean it's right. You know, I think about something my son said the other day, and it really kind of threw me back because he said something that made me go, wow, wow. I said, have the heart of the young people grew that cold? When we was growing up, we were taught that your first love, you never forget that first love. Now, it's like this. You just turn the page. They can walk away like that. They can drop it like that. You do something to them and tick them off like that. Have your heart got so that you forgot how to love? Have your heart got so that somebody could persuade you how to forget that person that has sat up all night with you when you had a fever? That person that cried all night when you were sick? That person that stood over you and prayed for you and laid hands on you and, like I said, really gave up? If you had 3 pieces of chicken or you had a chicken dinner, they gave you 2 and they ate some of the piece, the 3rd piece, because you were still hungry, they gave you that. Have you forgot what it was like for your mom to say, I love you? When was the last time you hugged your mom and said, even though I'm married, you're still my number one? Because I don't understand how you can love me over here, but openly you can't love me everywhere. I don't understand how your love is conditional. Because we were taught that when you love somebody, truly love them, it's unconditional. I can't imagine not being caught up in your celebrations, because if you didn't know nothing, you know one thing. If I celebrate you, I'm celebrating you from my heart. I'm celebrating you from a true place. I'm celebrating you from a place nobody can touch. I'm celebrating you from a place because the one I love upstairs, because he loved me, he taught me how to love you. I'm celebrating you because God gave me a gift, which was you. You know, I know the word of God said, a man that found a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord. Okay. God, I accept that. That's your word. But one thing I want the young ladies to understand is, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have that good thing. Because I raised my son to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I raised my son to open the door and say, come on in, ma'am. I raised my son that if he see you, said to sit down or pull the chair out to let you sit down. I raised my son that when you go to get up, he gets up and pulls the chair from under you. I raised my son that he watches his mouth at what he says around you, especially if you are an elderly one. I raised my son to respect not just his mother, but your mother. If you are a mother, I raised my son to respect you. If you are a father, I raised my son to respect you. I didn't raise my son to call you out of your name, these old such and such. I didn't raise him like that. I didn't raise my son to say, you old men don't know nothing, go sit down. So I didn't raise him like that. I raised him that he is a black man and he shall honor and respect other black men and women. I raised him to be a gentleman. Now, however you receive that, that's on you. It ain't never too late. Sometimes we need to go back to our children and apologize. Apostle Cecilia Kaiser taught me to stop saying I'm sorry, because sorry means a lot of things other than this, that saying I'm sorry. Go back and say I apologize. I didn't do something right. I got it a little mixed up. You know, I thank God I see my cousin Sylvia Jones on here from Cleveland, Ohio. I remember when we was growing up, and we used to act out, John. I ain't been saved all my life. We used to act out when we were teenagers. We were a hot mess. But in front of our parents, we knew how to hold our lips. We knew how to act right. And I'm only saying that because, see, she know what I'm talking about. I love the way her sons, her daughters too, but I love the way her sons honor her as a mother. I love the way they recognize her as a mother. It's so lovely to see young men in their 30s to say to their mom, mama, mommy, oh, to a mother, that touches your heart. Because even though they grown, in our heart and eyes, they'll always be our little boy. But when your child come to you and say, mommy, that strikes a place in you that they could still get what they want. No matter how you say, I ain't going to do nothing else for that boy, they could still get what they want. Because we are in a place that we have raised our children to fear God and to honor what God honors. I read to you 1 Timothy 5:4 says, well, I'm going to start at 3. It says, honor widows that are widows indeed. In other words, honor single mamas that are single mamas indeed. Honor the single parent, male or female. 4 says, but if any widow have children or nephews, I'm going to turn this camera this way a little bit. So if you have children or you don't, and you have nephews, if the word of God says to honor them, whether it's your children or your nephews. Y'all ain't hear me. Nephews. It didn't say daughters. It didn't say nieces. Y'all, my sister said it's humming in the background. That's them shooting fireworks. I'm sorry for that noise. If you have a nephew, let them learn first to show pity at home. And to require their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now, I don't want to get off the base because, see, when we talk like about this, you can get up. I see a light. I'm going to turn it back. You can get into so many ways of talking about honoring family. Family is sometimes the best thing, and you know the old saying, sometimes family is the worst thing can happen to you. Because a lot of times family don't want to acknowledge you. Because if my son gets married, I want to be included on the marriage, even if I just have to sit there as a proud mom. I want to be included on the shower, the bridal shower for the wife. Honestly, I want to judge it because we know we're going to do that already. But I want to be included. I want to be included on when he finds out he's going to be a dad. I want to be included on the revealing. Because if I find out other people was and I wasn't, Lord, I pray that I don't be moving no furniture. And I ain't talking about to be relocated. And I ain't talking about the dust up under. I'm just being honest. I'm saying I want to be included. Because, see, when you was a baby, guess what I did? I included you when I went grocery shopping. Because I may have bought more of what you wanted than me. I included you when I went to shop for clothes because 9 out of 10, I was still wearing stuff, had holes in it, because I wanted to make sure you had nice stuff because you were still growing. When you was growing up, I wanted to make sure you had the bicycle and the toys and the UBO cards and the things you wanted, get a haircut and go on the school trips and stuff like that, because I wanted to make sure you was happy. See, I included you in my paycheck. I included you in my life. I put myself to the side because I made sure you went first. So when it comes to the point in time that you become that man, that it's time for you to leave my house or leave my presence, as they say, because you're finna take on your own. Don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to compete with your wife. That ain't my job. Because, see, I don't want to be, I can't pronounce his name, the boy in the Bible that married his mom because of what he did to his dad. I don't want that. That ain't what I'm saying. I want to be included as a mom that I could say, God has answered my prayer. Because us as mothers, we pray that our sons grow up to be men. Not just men, but men of God. To be proud men, to be good fathers, to be great husbands, to be teachers, protectors, providers. That's what we pray for. But we don't never pray that you exclude us out your life. So if anybody has done that, I'm not trying to point a finger at you, but if it's pointing your way, I'm sorry that you don't understand. If the shoe fits, wear it. All I'm saying is that I thank God for a chance to be openly and honest. Because, see, a lot of things we don't talk about that needs to be talked about. It's a lot of things we don't say that we need to say. So I'm just saying that us as mothers and fathers need to go back and say to our children, I'm sorry that I didn't do it right. And for those children who know that your parents did do it right, you need to go to them and say, I'm sorry I didn't include you. I'm sorry I got so caught up into where I'm at. Don't get that spirit that Adam got. He was so excited about what God gave him with Eve. He said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. He didn't think God would give him another. So Adam had to admit he did bite the fruit. Don't you get that excited about what God gave you? Because, see, I want to make sure you understand, if God gave it to you and you need correction in it, get on your knees before him and God will correct it for you. Because if your spouse cannot understand the love you have for your mother or your father, somewhere along the line you didn't express it in the beginning. Somewhere along the line you didn't correct it in the beginning. Somewhere along the line you didn't tell her the importance that your parent played in your life at the beginning. So, fellas, don't get so caught up because the female that you got skills, talent, and technique. Because God can remove a candlestick. I'm telling you, don't get so caught up. You forgot to honor who God has given you. Maybe I got to say it again. 1 Timothy 5:3 says, honor widows that are widows indeed. See, a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge, we don't want to accept that sometimes our moms or our dads didn't remarry because they was protecting us. You know, that's another story, right? Sometimes they wanted to make sure that they didn't want nobody over their child that they would think would harm their children. See, when you are a parent, I remember growing up, we used to be like, Mama, y'all don't let us do nothing. Y'all don't let us go nowhere. Y'all don't let us. We are, Our parents once told us, when you get old and you have children, you'll understand. And I understand now. I understand what my mama told us. She said, I love you all to life. She said, but if I had to do it over again, I would have never had you. And we looked, she said, no, I would have never brought you into this wicked world. She said, I'd have let you stay in heaven. She said, because this world is so wicked, and the fact that I have to leave you here one day, she said, God never did it. But I want you to know that you're here. I love you to life. That's what our mom told us. She loved us to life. I remember that one year, and I'm going to say it, my mom needed some underwear. And she said, we asked her, why you just not, you didn't buy none. She said, because I had to make sure you all had what you needed. And I said, wow. Never thought about it like that. That we say something that simple. But when you have one child, you may have two or three. Our parents made sure we did with. What I mean by we did with what they gave us because they didn't have to, but they did. But they did without because they were true parents. Like I said, they sold them chicken dinners, them fish dinners. They made them pound cakes. I remember my Aunt Baby Sister, my Aunt Sweetie, my Aunt Lodi, my Aunt Catherine, and my mama. They would get together, whether it was at church, or my Aunt Mary, I don't want to forget about her. Whether they would get together at church and got together at each other's house, if it was a need in the family, they sold them dinners to raise that money. They did what they had to do to provide for us as children. And our parents had children. We're no one or two, three. They had children. And we didn't go without. Because we just thought, they used to tell us, y'all act like money grow off trees. I'm saying that to say this. To our children, don't forget about it. Your single parent. Don't forget about them. Because there ain't nothing like when a parent say, you know what, I'm done. Whatever you think, whatever you say. Because when a parent has got in their heart that you no longer put them first. I don't mean taking nobody's place. What I mean by put them first, when you put a list together of who you're going to invite, who you're going to include, they're not on it. Each one, the husband and wife, each one of them should think of their parents first. If we don't invite nobody else, we invite our mom or dad, or we invite both of them. But when they put in their heart and mind that I know I'm no longer included in your life, don't get mad when they make other arrangements. You take it however you want to take that. But don't get mad when they make other arrangements, especially if they own something. That's another story. So I'm going to pause at this time for blog talk. If anybody's on the line, I'm going to ask the Apostle Electa open it up and let them ask questions or give statements. And if you have anything to say on Facebook, you all please say something. And we're going to go from there. Apostle Electa, are the lines open? I can't hear, so I'm assuming the lines are open. I hope Apostle Elect is on the phone. So, anybody on Facebook have anything to say? Margo, Sylvia. Let's see who else on here. That's it, Margo and Sylvia. That I can see. I see Carmella up in the corner. So I'm just saying that a lot of times I don't never want to be my son's friend. I don't want to be his friend. I want to be friendly to him because I don't never want him to get it twisted. I want him to always see me as his mother. Because, see, when you try to be your kid's friend, they get a certain age, they want to try to talk to you a certain way. But when you try to be their friends, they say anything in front of you. Thank you, Apostle Lake. Margo said, pray for the harmony and family. That's right. We have to pray for the harmony and family. We have to pray that families stay on one accord because I love my family. I love the way our mom raised us to fear God, to respect. respect God and honor God. And again, Blog Talk, the lines are open. If you have anything to say, just go right on and say it. My son is walking through the back of the house. I just want him to know I love him. I love the way he greets me when he come in from work. He still hugs me and kiss me, and he still pulls me tight to him and say, Ma, I love you. And that touches my heart because he, come here, son, he don't have to say anything, but he does. You still love me?
Of course.
Say it loud.
Of course.
Of course what?
I still love you.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. He say he still love me. So we're going to, I see ain't nobody, what does Sylvia say? I just want to say I thank God for my upbringing, my family teaching us about the Lord. That's right. Our parents taught us about the Lord. If we didn't know nothing, we knew about the Lord. Honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given you. If we didn't know nothing, we knew about Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. We didn't know nothing, we knew about Psalms 23, the Lord's Prayer. If we didn't know nothing, we knew that God was is a jealous God. We know that if we didn't know anything, we knew that we had to go to church. I think we went to church more than we went to school. And we had to do praise and worship. At that time, we did his call hymns. We had to do testimony service. If you didn't get up and say nothing, but I thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, keeping me in my right mind. That's what we had to do. And we couldn't chew gum in church. We better not wear nothing short, and we better not wear nothing low cut. We had to go to church almost like this. Better not be showing nothing but your hair in your forehead. This is how you went to church. And if they saw too much of your throat, you was out of line. I thank God for our upbringing. Margo know that when our parents was in the kitchen cooking, and Sylvia know this, and Cecilia, possibly like Cecilia, when our parents was in the kitchen cooking, we knew to stay out their way. Or else you was going to be back there cooking with them. So with that being said, you all, thank you all for listening in tonight. That was just me talking about family because it's, some things have been on my heart. This is my family reunion month. We had a lot of things going on in our family this year. You know, a lot of financial problems that some of us couldn't make it. I know I won't be able to make the family reunion. I'm so sorry about that. But I'm going to keep praying. Maybe God will work something out. I'm not saying he won't. Just saying, God, do what you do. To my family, the Seaberries, I love you all to life. And I love my cousins. I have, I think, one auntie left, my Aunt Catherine. On my mom's side, Catherine Seaberry, that was married to my uncle Isaiah Seaberry. On my dad's side, I have my Aunt Bay and my Aunt Wardine, who we call Boojack. That's what we have left for this family. Okay, Sylvia, she said the family reunion has been canceled. Thank you for that information. Margo says no family reunion this year. Yeah, because of the corona and everything, there's so much going on. But I thank God for, I wish we maybe could do a Zoom family reunion. You know, technology is something else. But just to say to our family, to the young ones that hopefully they'll get to see this, if you have children, you have your daughters, raise them to be ladies. Thank you, Sister Apostle Lake. It's saying it's canceled also. Raise your young men to be a man. Don't be someone that somebody would say one day that he could have been somebody, a good husband to somebody, if he wasn't so busy being your boyfriend. You know, that sounds crazy, but I've heard people say that. You know, I thank God for what he put in us. I thank God for my cousin Silly for her husband. Now, that's a good man, too. That man loves our family as well as he loves his own. When you are married, you become one, but you still bring two families together. That's what it's like. I look at it as enlarging your territory. So I'm saying that to say God is a good God. Yes, he is. I thank God for blessing our family. I thank God for longevity in our family, with our family union. I thank God for our family still loving God, that we want to bring our children up in the Word of God. We bring our children up saying that God is our all in all. Without God, nothing is possible. We bring our children up in the fear of the Lord. We bring our children up knowing that when it's all said and done, if you can't do nothing else, you can pray. If you can't do nothing else, you trust and believe in God. If you can't do nothing else, you hold on to God. If you find yourself in a situation because of something you didn't do, get before God, and I declare, if you get before God, God will straighten it out. Because like I said, maybe some things you didn't do in the beginning because you was caught up on who you had, what you had, and what you was getting. But God is a God of all. He said, look to the hills for which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. Look to God. God is all that. God is all that in some. Don't give up. Don't give in. All I'm saying, just give it over to God. And for any of our women out there that have been hurt like this or any situation, I'm asking you to just continue to trust God. Minister Sylvia says prayer changes things. I needed to go through what I've been going through. I know you need it, Sylvia, but you got to remember, like you said, for your upbringing. We were taught that when it's all said and done, God gave us an inheritance, not just to receive the kingdom of God, but because of the parents he gave us, we have an inheritance. Now it's time for us to live the life our parents taught us to live. It's not easy. Margo, no. Apostle-elect, no. Cecilia, like I said, Minister Margo, no. Apostle-elect Cecilia, no. Carmela, no. I know. It's not easy. But when you look back and say, I remember when, I remember what Mama said. I remember what Mama taught us. I remember. You're going to always be able to say, I know. If I don't know nothing, I know God is able. Y'all, please excuse the firecrackers. There's nothing I can do. We're to say, Sylvia, we keep you in prayer always. We keep you in prayer. I pray for my family day and night. I love my family. I love each and every one of them. Even those that I'm sure that I have made mad, or I have disappointed also, because see, a lot of times people can't take the truth and they don't want to hear what you have to say when they figure the shoe fitting them. But it happens. We can't keep dwelling on where we were. We got to look at where we're going. This is the year 2020. It's a double-double. 10 twice. 2020. Y'all, let's get it together. Go back and tell your parents, I'm sorry I'm in this place. I'll say it like that. I'm sorry I'm in this place, but I apologize for not having the right mind to keep you in the place that you so highly deserve. I love, I can't say it enough. I love the Lord with all my heart. And if I hurt anybody's feeling, tell it to God, because I had something else I wanted to talk about today. But God wouldn't take this off my heart. And I think I needed to heal from a place. And I needed to say something. And I needed to say it at the beginning where my son was present, because normally he's at work around this time. I needed to say it. Let's lift each other up in prayer, cousin. We all need it. I know that's right, Minister Margo. I'm going to say this and then we're going to pray. I needed for my son to understand what he needs to do. He could take it to God in prayer and say, God, why does my mama feel like that? Why does she say that? Because I wanted him to understand, I don't never just want to be the mother of somebody's husband. I want to be included in their life, but I know my place. I don't like being in places I'm not wanted, but I like to be invited. And I tell people all the time, if you don't want people in your business, don't put your business out there. I never said I wanted to be in his business. I said I wanted to be invited in his celebrations. Don't just pull me in the pot where you need me to help you pay for something. Include me in the celebrations, too. I like cake. I like sandwiches. Lord knows I like some chicken. Y'all can look at me and tell. It's two things I don't do. Be late for lunch and miss lunch. I don't do that. So invite me to the celebrations. So let's pray, you all. God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the viewers. I thank you for the comments. I thank you for everything that you're doing, God. I thank you for the correction, oh Lord. I thank you for the heart changing. I thank you for the desiring of heart changes. God, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the process that we have to go through and go through to get where you're calling us to be. Sometimes, God, it's hard for us to say, I apologize. But, God, we apologize to you. We repent it. And all we have to do is that in the natural. First naturally, then spiritually. God, we just ask you to cover my family. Cover Cleveland, God. Cover Cleveland, Ohio. Cover the marriage. From Sylvia to Booker to Chris. God, cover them. Cover my cousin Margo and my cousin Tony and my cousin Cynthia and little Cynthia and little Floyd and I can't think of his Randy's sister name, but God, Erica, cover her. Cover Toya, God. God, cover my sisters, my brothers. God, cover my nieces and nephews, my great nieces and nephews, my cousins, my friends, my children. God, I just ask you to cover our family. God, cover our family, even though the family union was canceled. But cover my family, the Smiths, all of the Fairs, all of the Thomas, all of the Dickens, oh God. God, I don't want to leave anybody out. The Pettigrews, the Kendricks, the, oh my God, the Kaisers, the Wrights, the Max. God, I don't want to leave anybody out. I just don't know who named the call, but God, I just want to say, cover us all, God. Cover, like my good friend Chris said, cover and protect us, oh God. Cover our households, God. Cover our family. Keep our harm, evil, danger, and death away, God. We command the hand of Satan to stay. God, cover us on this weekend. God, just cover. Touch the heart of the people, God. Teach them to allow people to live. Touch them that so they won't be doing no more killing of the children, of shedding of the innocent blood, God, because we know that is something that you don't agree with, you don't like. Shedding of the innocent blood, God. Cover America. Cover Chicago. Touch the people's heart, God. All of the ones that have lost family members or children over the past week or month, God, I'm asking you to send your angels out to minister to them. Touch their hearts, God. I know that they're going through right now, God. I can't understand the feeling, God, because I haven't experienced that, God. But I'm asking you to touch them, oh Lord. Keep them. Touch the mothers. Touch the fathers. Touch the siblings. Touch the grandparents. God, touch the cousins and the friends, even the neighbors, God. Oh, my God, I just ask you, cover Chicago, oh, God. Cover Chicago, oh, God. Cover Chicago, oh, God. God, God, you said, for my people are called by my name. God, teach us how to turn from our wicked ways. Teach us how to humble ourselves. Teach us how to seek your face, God. Teach us, oh Lord, to reach out to you. Teach us how to get on our knees before you, God. Teach us, oh Lord, to want to be saved. Teach us, God, teach us, teach us, teach us. God, teach us how to love again. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us, oh God. God, pour your blood out over the city of Chicago. Touch each and every heart, oh Lord. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, God, I thank you. Teach us how to seek you, God, day and night. Teach us, oh God, teach us, oh Lord, teach us. God, teach us, teach us. Teach us, teach us, oh God. Give us a will and a want, God. Give us a will and a want to love what you love, to hate what you hate. Teach us how to love one another, God. Teach us how to see each other as what you see us as. Teach us, oh God. Teach the world to love again. Teach the president of this country to open up programs that would take away no excuses. Why? Open up the schools, open up the desires, open up the hearts and understanding, God. Cover us, oh Lord, cover us. Cover us, oh Lord, cover us. Cover us in Jesus' name. Teach the people how to pray. Teach the people how to pray. Protect our going in. Protect our coming out. Protect us, God, as we move around, God. Give us mercy, Lord. Give us mercy. Give us mercy, oh Lord, God. Give us mercy. Safe travels to and from. Let us travel safely over this holiday weekend. No drive-bys, no pull-ups, no drive-throughs. God, don't even let any COVID-19, 20, or any other number touch us, oh God. Protect us, Lord. Protect us. Heal our broken heart. Send love where love is needed, oh Lord. Send comfort and understanding where it's needed, oh God. Send protection where it's needed, oh God. Send provision where it's needed, oh God. Let us see who you need us to see. Let us hear what you need us to hear. Open our ears, oh God. Open our hearts and open our spirits to receive and want to give help to those that need it. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just want to say to you all, thank you again for joining in. We're here on Sunday mornings on Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Smile 3E, Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We're here on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday, we will have our very own Dr. Serena Wright, which today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Wright. Please join in to hear Dr. Wright bring forth the word of God. That woman of God has a word in her belly that you need to hear. That's all I can say. Tune in on Monday nights. And on Friday nights, we are here, like tonight, with Blog Talk, as well as Facebook Live. The first and third Fridays of the month, I, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be doing it. The program, the second and fourth, Prophet Antoine Thomas will be doing the program. And if it's the fifth Friday of the month, Prophet Thomas and myself will join together and do it. Like if it's the fifth Monday in the month, on Mondays that's dedicated to our youth. So I will be reaching out to different family members. Y'all pay attention when you see my number. Please answer or text. Please get back with me. I'm going to be asking different people. Even you, Chris, you get in touch with me to help me with some youth ministers that is God-sent. Not God-children. Not unless God sent them. We want to make sure the children, the youth, have someone that can hear what God is doing in their life and through their life. I love you, Sylvia, so much. And I love your husband also. And to the family, she said, love you all, family. So with that being said, we want to just say, please keep tuning in, sharing our postings. This is a program that we just try to talk about how God has blessed us, how God is still in the blessing business. He's not asleep, and he's not on vacation. He's waiting for you to come off vacation because he's been waiting on you. So with that being said, good night, Blog Talk. Good night, Facebook. Love you all with the love of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Chris, say, okay, I will. Let me know. I will. I'll call you. Chris, I don't have your number. You got to inbox me. Or do you still have the same old number that I had? So please get in touch with me. Oh, you know what? I'll call KD. I think I got his number. Okay. Love you all. Tell Pastor KD I said, hey, all right, you all. Bye-bye. Good night. Wait a minute before we go. Don't forget our foundational scripture. Oh, I almost forgot that. That's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All right. Don't forget that. All right, you all. Good night. Thanks again for joining in. If you didn't catch the whole posting or the viewing, please go back and look at it. All right, bye-bye.